Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Fool.
Hello, everyone. It has been far too long since we've done a football podcast. My apologies. But it's been an amazing season. Probably one of the closest and most unpredictable English seasons since Leicester won the Premiership two or three years ago.
Yeah. It's been a bit crazy.
Well, we can look at our table. Let's just give a mark out of 10. I think we can just give every side in the top five pretty much at least a 9 or a 10 out of 10, because they've all been amazing, I think. Very, very good season so far.
They have been very, very good. I think just the last few weeks have started to separate a little bit more. Not feeling quite as optimistic about Chelsea's chances.
Well, Chelsea just beat Manchester City, so they've shown City are beatable.
Yeah, no, we beat City, which was great. And just before that, we had lost to Wolves,
Yeah. Which
wasn't so great. I think we beat Fulham the weekend before that, which was great because it's Fulham.
Yeah.
And then we'd failed to beat Everton the week before that, I think it was. We drew with Everton a nil or draw a couple of weeks before that.
You have to remember, Chelsea have only lost two games this season, given it's been 16 games. That's very, very good. I would happily take your position over ours, for example.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. Just the last couple of weeks, the top three, I think, have started just to edge a little bit further, especially Liverpool and City.
I think Liverpool and City are favourites for winning. They're definitely, can't separate the two, but I still think Liverpool's squad are a bit thin, and as the season progresses and they have to play lots of games and four competitions, yeah. City will, with their bigger squad, and once they have players come back from injury, they're going to be a different team.
So what you're saying, it's going to be a standard Liverpool season for when they're winning, where they stay in the top till the end, and then they fade away or slip over.
I don't think they'll fade away. I think they will compete towards the end, but City are a team that know how to win in the business end. When it's really, really close, they don't choke under pressure.
No, exactly.
And so I think Liverpool, I just predict heartbreak again. Though this time, I don't think it'll be something lucky like a Steve Gerrard slip that causes it, but yeah.
Oh, that's still funny.
It was still funny. But this is the business end of the season. I know it's weird because it's bang in the middle, but seasons are made and broken in the silly season, but that starts from next weekend. This weekend we have the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Manchester City play Everton. I feel like City's going to win this game, but depending on how they win this game is how we're going to tell how good they're going to do in the coming hard times in Christmas and New Year fixtures.
You're right. This is the calm, and for a lot of teams, I think I don't think any of the top sets of teams really. Oh, Liverpool, Man United.
Liverpool are playing United. Arsenal are playing Southampton, which they should win easily. Chelsea are playing Brighton, which, once again, Chelsea have lost games like this, but after winning against City, they should be confident. They'd be disappointed if they didn't get 3 points. Rightfully so, I think.
Yeah. No, I was just looking that, other than the Liverpool United game, I think most of the top teams are playing teams they should probably beat.
Yeah.
But in general, they're the sort of teams where they could slip up again.
Yeah, and following on from that, Manchester United playing Liverpool, this is the chance for them to salvage something from the season. Because if they do beat Liverpool, they get to ruin Liverpool's season, which is all we have going for us this season, because we're unlikely to win fourth place, already being 8 points behind Chelsea and Arsenal, and way behind from Liverpool and City.
Yes.
And the tail end of that is Arsenal, once again, if Arsenal manage to win against Southampton and Chelsea drop points, that's their chance to go into fourth place.
Yeah. So it's important for Chelsea to take that win against Brighton, just to build on the win against City last week. So Arsenal need to keep the pressure on if they want to challenge for that fourth.
And then we reach our Christmas fixtures, as I like to call it, Christmas in December for English football fans, because I don't understand irony. But yes, we have Liverpool playing Wolves, a difficult fixture away from home. Once again, Wolves will try to spoil Liverpool's party. And if Liverpool drop points against United and Anfield, then that's a game they could also be vulnerable for. And like I said, this is going to be the testing ground. Arsenal play Burnley at home, which is a game they should win. And Chelsea have a tricky fixture against Leicester at home. But I think Leicester are still recovering from the tragic events earlier in the season with their chairman. And I think Chelsea can win that game.
Yes. It is at Stamford Bridge. So Chelsea have sort of turned that back into a bit of a fortress again.
And Sarri, I think the players get what Sarri wants them to do. Much like Arsenal's players, I think, get what Emery wants them to do.
Yeah.
It amazes me that PSG got rid of a coach like Emery, because he knows how to get good players to play well in a type. And it's Arsenal ball. It's not Wenger ball, but it is Arsenal.
Yeah, exactly.
And then City have a home game against Crystal Palace, which is one they should also win. So Liverpool, if they want to keep City from catching up to them, they need to obviously win against United and then win against Wolves. Manchester United play against Cardiff City. This is, once again, if they manage to beat Liverpool and if they can beat Cardiff away from home, I actually think they might beat Liverpool and lose to Cardiff or draw with Cardiff, because that's just the kind of season we've been having. And Everton will probably still not manage to catch up to United, because they'll lose to Spurs away from home, because Spurs are also doing crazy things like losing games they should at home but winning away really well.
Yeah, though there's a possibility that Wolves might catch up to you with that anyway, because...
Yes, absolutely.
They've had a reasonably decent season so far. They're sitting 10th. Leicester just above them in 9th, then Everton United.
Lest we forget, Manchester United finishing 6th does not guarantee them a Europa spot unless they win one of the cups or somehow magically win the Champions League, which is not happening.
Magically.
When I say magically, I mean it would be magic if they did.
Yeah, it would actually be actual magic.
Following on from those brutal bunch of fixtures on over the week, next weekend, we have the midweek fixtures over the just after Christmas. Wolves playing Fulham. Once again, it's crucial mid-table, and it's Wolves want to qualify for one of those European spots, because I know I've said that sixth place doesn't guarantee it, but let's be honest, one of the top five teams are going to win one of the cups.
Yeah.
At least one of the cups.
Yeah. And in Wolves' favour for that, Fulham have been pants.
Yes.
They're not that far off. They're 9 points.
And Burnley get to play Everton at home, and I think Burnley can win that, because while Burnley are not that great away from home, they're really good at home. And Sam Dyche runs a good tight ship.
They've been good at home for many seasons now, so that is quite a difficult fixture for Everton.
I think City, once again, get a nice, a tricky fixture against Leicester, but it's once again a winnable fixture. Like, they've shown that they drop points generally against mid-tier teams. They lose points against top tides.
Yeah. I think Manchester City probably have enough against Leicester City there, as you say. It is difficult because it is away. It is going to Leicester, which always makes it a bit hard, because Leicester's not a pushover. But with all the rating of their talent over the last couple of years, they're not quite the same. But it'll be interesting, because that'll be the first time Mahrez heads back to Leicester.
Excuse me. Yes, absolutely. And I think, to be fair, Leicester fans should be generous to Mahrez.
Oh,
he signed on with the knowledge that, look, you let me sign on for Manchester City. So when he got upset they wouldn't let him go, that was fair enough, because he did sign on and stayed another season to make sure they could earn money off him.
Yeah, no, exactly. But it is just a bit of a extra drama for that match.
Yeah. Following on from that, we've got Liverpool with Newcastle. Well, another tricky fixture. Yes, they're at Anfield, and let's be honest, Liverpool should win easily. But it depends on what they've been having coming up to it. And Newcastle have been showing some form.
Yeah.
And Rafa Benitez going back to Liverpool. And I think Rafa Benitez should get a generous, approval from the crowd. I mean, he's won a Champions League for Liverpool, so...
Yeah, exactly. That normally... Liverpool fans are normally pretty generous about that sort of stuff. If you've won decent
stuff...
They're
generally nice to their ex-players, unless they happen to move to United, Michael Owen.
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I can see Liverpool beating Newcastle. I don't think they're going to drop that one. Manchester United playing Huddersfield. United could drop that game, but Huddersfield are terrible this season. So United should win that game, but it's one of those games where, you know, the United should win but don't win.
Yeah, depends what sort of tactics Huddersfield bring. If they really shut it shop and United get frustrated with it, then
yes,
that could be a long afternoon for United.
United play against defensive sides is like watching the quintessential left-arm boxer fight another left-arm boxer who basically both of them don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Spurs playing FC Burnham at home. These are the sort of fixtures Bournemouth has been winning. I wouldn't be surprised if Spurs dropped that game, but I think that might be a draw for Spurs at worst rather than losing.
Yeah, I'd say Bournemouth's been having a pretty decent season. They're currently eighth.
Yep.
Was it 23 points? So, yeah, so that's one there. It is at home for Spurs, so
and
I think that will probably give them the advantage and they'll win. But as you say, the draw is not off ticket.
Absolutely, and Eddie Howe runs a tight ship there, as we know. Following on, there's Arsenal and Chelsea, both having tricky away fixtures. Arsenal at Brighton and Chelsea at Watford. Those are both very losable games for Arsenal and Chelsea, and if they can win those games, that's going to put a lot of confidence, especially if Liverpool does drop a few points.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even City drops a few points, because that could also happen. Like or Spurs could even drop a few points. So that is that fourth place, third place, third, fourth, and fifth are by no means decided. And Arsenal and Chelsea will have lots of motivation going into that game.
Yeah, exactly. That's not decided. There's only, 2 points between those three teams.
Yeah.
And all three of them aren't that far behind Liverpool and Manchester City. That once, they say, this silly season, there's lots of games here. There's lots of points to be dropped quite easily. So at the end of this, the table could look quite different.
Yeah, and once those set of brutal fixtures come down, we get to another set of brutal pre-New Year's fixtures. Everton playing Brighton and Hove Albion away. It's a game Everton can lose very easily. We've got Spurs playing Wolves at home, but that's a game I think Spurs might actually do well and win as well, especially if they've won their previous game against Bournemouth.
Exactly.
Liverpool playing Arsenal at home, and that is probably one of the make or break games of Liverpool and Arsenal's season, for that matter.
Exactly.
If Arsenal can come up for it and win that game, and assuming Liverpool actually had managed to drop points in any of the games leading up to this, that could put a spanner in the works and actually allow teams like Spurs to catch up to the top two even.
Yeah, exactly.
And Chelsea follow on the next day with a game against Crystal Palace. It is a London derby, and Crystal Palace are great at home, so that is a tough fixture for Chelsea.
And we haven't had great results against Crystal Palace over the last few years, so that could be a big banana peel there. In the middle of these, this rash of games over the Christmas period, that could be a real test for Chelsea and Chelsea's depth, really. Their ability to pull through that one.
Yeah, I mean, we've got City playing at Southampton, a game they should once again win quite easily, I think.
Yeah.
Southampton are just terrible this season.
They are terrible. Some of that may with City depended with how many injuries got picked up
in the previous
couple of games.
I think even City playing with their youth players, as long as they have one or two Kevin De Bruyne playing for them, that's all they need.
Yeah, more than likely. I just know that these fixtures over the Christmas period, sometimes weird things can happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is why we love it, right?
Then
we've got United playing Bournemouth at home. The game, once again, in theory, United should win. In practice, it'll probably be a draw. Like, either United will squander a lead or they'll somehow come back from 2-0 down, because that's how we do things now.
Actually, that game could be a make or break game for Bournemouth.
Yes.
I mean, if they can get points out of that and they haven't dropped too many through the rest of this period, then, they could be looking at
Sixth place.
Yeah, exactly. But that game may be key for them, and it's probably key for United as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just like as you said, finishing sixth, because I think that is the highest United can realistically hope to finish without barring a miracle.
Yeah, exactly.
Then they and basically sixth doesn't even guarantee them a European place.
I think you're right, though. It's more than likely.
More than likely. Like, it would be very unlikely that one of the top five teams didn't win one of the cups, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we've got Everton playing Leicester at home. It's a game that Everton could lose to, but Leicester have shown a lot of spunk.
Yeah.
Playing at Everton. But I think Everton will probably win that one. And Arsenal play Fulham at home. That's, again, I think Emery has shown that this Arsenal, like, if it was Wenger, I would be like, this is a game that Arsenal could drop. But Fulham are pants. Emery's Arsenal aren't like that. I think they can win quite easily. And similarly, following on from them, Tottenham Hotspur, I think, can win this game against Cardiff City, which, even though it's away and it's in Cardiff, Spurs are good away from home.
Yeah, yeah. No, they are showing that they are good away from home. I think you're right. I think
also, it depends on whether or not they've got any players coming in that January transfer window, because that is literally on New Year's Day.
It is New Year's Day. So that, yeah. As I say, this all is contingent on weird stuff not being too... Well, stuff not being too weird over this whole Christmas period. As I say, starting with adding a transfer window day, starting in the middle of it as well. So,
but I think... Like the end of that fixture, like the brutal set of fixtures, Chelsea get Southampton, which I think, once again, this will probably be the nail on Southampton's coffin, which will get, you know, pretty much guarantee their relegation. And that's why I think Chelsea have, of all the top five teams, probably have one of the better run-ins. They have some very losable games, but they are games that Chelsea should win on paper.
Yeah, definitely. And, I think you're right there. It's nothing too scary and all that.
And then we have Man United playing Newcastle at St. James. It's a venue where United do reasonably well at. And so I could see United win that game, ironically, and even though they'd probably lose at home, the draw at home to Burnham, this fixture before. But the match of the round there has to be City versus Liverpool. This is the game for City to go and take their top spot. Like, as you know, I think City are going to win this Premiership, despite being a point behind Liverpool now. And I think this is the game where City will basically, like, you know, show Liverpool what's what and take that spot. Because maybe I said Chelsea have the best run-in, but probably I think City had the easiest run-in. Like, there's no easy run-in.
No.
But apart from this game, I could see City getting 3 points in all their games leading up to it. And heck, City might be already ahead of Liverpool when they faced Liverpool in this
game. Yeah, exactly. It'd be nice to think that it would still be 1-2 at that point, because that's a pretty juicy
fixture.
The end of all these wonderful Christmas fixtures, New Year fixtures, and then at the end of them, after all this craziness of games every 2-3 days, you get 1-2 on the table. And
exactly. And that would be the thing. So we've got basically 15 points up for grabs from this weekend on to the 3rd of Jan. I think City are quite capable of getting all 15 points, but I'm going to predict a conservative, I think they'll maybe draw that game with Liverpool if they've won every game beforehand. So I'll go with 13 out of 15 for them. I think if Liverpool can manage, because they have such a tough run-in, if they can manage to get at least 12 out of 15 of those points, then they're still going to be they're going to be the side that's challenging Liverpool, challenging Manchester City till the end.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be tight there. You're right. There's going to be a lot of stuff in there. City does have an easy one. I think Liverpool in the Premier League is perhaps the only one where they're going to drop points.
And they've already dropped points against.
Oh, they got Leicester in that. So maybe they might drop points there in those lots.
Yeah, potentially. But I don't see it really. But once again, it's been a very unpredictable season. Like, City has drawn a couple of games. Liverpool's drawn three games.
We're going to wrap this up, by the way.
Yeah. But like I said, I feel at the end of the season, end of the third week, we'll have City at number one. I hope we have Liverpool at number two, but I have a sneaking suspicion Chelsea or Spurs were going to be number two just because of their run-in.
Yeah.
And then Arsenal are still possibly going to be fifth place at that point, and Liverpool might be third.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. That's sort of that. I think City, Liverpool, I think it'd actually probably be fairly similar. Chelsea may leapfrog Tottenham because they do have the slightly harder bit. I think Liverpool and City will keep one and two, but probably swap positions.
Yep.
Maybe Chelsea, Tottenham will swap positions, and then it will Arsenal after that. But then, yeah, 6, 7, 8, 9, even 10. So that's another really close, like, that could be, they all sort of play each other during that time. So that's
they do, and I feel like United could easily be end up being 7th or 8th at that point, with Bournemouth or Everton being 6th, or even Wolves, for that matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all we have time for today, so we hope you all have a nice Christmas and New Year's, and enjoy all that football on offer, and we'll hope to catch you in the new year.
Catch you next time.